I mean, this is about the ongoing relationship between the United States and the UK. It's an establishment of continually friendly relations, despite who our president is.
That's author Lionel Shriver. She's an American living in the UK. You might know her novel that became a movie, We Need to Talk About Kevin. She tends to write about big issues that rock both the US and the UK. Shriver is pro-Brexit, so she shares that with Trump, but otherwise she is anti-Trump. So I was curious about her take on the American president's visit this week and what it means to her as an American living there.
It's tricky, you know, being an American expat while he's president. Though I don't find that the British, at least, tend to blame me, for example, for who my president is. For some reason, when George Bush was president, there was much more of a contamination factor. Whereas the assumption here runs that, of course, you don't like Trump. You seem like a sane person.
Trump is expected to make more comments on Brexit and Theresa May. May is resigning as prime minister this week. Trump has weighed in before on Brexit. He's very pro-Brexit. How does that look from the UK, having an American president kind of like coming in very strong on this very divisive issue in the UK?
I don't think it's helpful. And that said, I also did not think it was helpful when Obama came over and did exactly the same thing. Now, he invaded on the other side of the debate, but I didn't think it was really his business to push the referendum one direction or the other. And likewise, it's not Donald Trump's business to intervene in the election of a new party leader for the Conservatives. And it's not his business whether or not the UK leaves the European Union. Now, as a supporter of Brexit, which I realize is not very popular in the United States, I could live without Donald Trump's being on my side.
So how do you reconcile that? You're pro-leave, you wanted Brexit to happen, but you don't support Trump, who is also pro-leave.
That's the point. I don't have trouble reconciling those positions in the slightest. I didn't vote for Trump. I wish he were not my president. But the truth is that the United States and the American people would never in a million years join an organization that was supranational and whose laws superseded our own. It would never occur to us. And I get a little frustrated with American liberals who think that the idea that the UK might leave the EU is the most terrible thing that ever happened in the history of the world. Well, at the same time, they would never have their own country join an organization like the EU. It's completely hypocritical.
You were talking earlier about there's still this relationship between the UK and the US. There's cooperation there. What do you think Donald Trump wants with this visit to the UK?
Well, I think he enjoys the implicit elevation of pomp and circumstance.
Do you think maybe he's just using the pageantry as a backdrop for his own gain?
Well, of course, these events are about mutual gain. They're about solidifying the relationships between the two countries. One of the reasons that Theresa May was comfortable in having the Queen ask Trump for a state visit is that at least the conceit is that these are two states coming together and not two world leaders. It's not supposed to be personal. And it better not be personal, because some of the other people that have had state visits in the UK have been the likes of, you know, Mugabe and Ceausescu. And even Xi Jinping got quite an elaborate state visit. And his human rights record is highly dubious, and that's being generous. So it's supposed to be formal. The formality is partly a cover for real differences in values and differences in political opinions.
Lionel Shriver, an American writer living in the UK, the author of the book We Need to Talk About Kevin. Thanks very much for your thoughts.
Oh, it's a pleasure.